In the Company of Rilke, written and read by Stephanie Dowrick.
Rainer Maria Rilke is one of the most praised and praising of modern poets. What is more astonishing is that he is a poet who is widely read. Why people read poetry, what they are seeking from this intense, condensed form of literary, perhaps soulful communication, can't be disentangled from the question as to why you or I might read Rilke. Writer and monk Thomas Merton gives us a clue. He is a poet. Is that a small thing? Merton was asking his question rhetorically, but spending time in the company of Rainer Maria Rilke makes it easy to respond, "This is no small thing." Rilke is one of few poets on the world stage who genuinely transcends the sphere of the literary, whose voice is welcomed far from libraries and lecture theatres, in fact, at a time of massive indifference to the quietly subversive art of poetry, Rilke's life and work are of increasing interest. Three reasons stand out. Most obvious is that Rilke is a highly innovative and exhilarating, even great poet. Yet there are other great poets whose poems lie unread. He is authentically European and saw himself as a mediator between various cultures and nations. That internationalism suits these times. But what Rilke also does, sometimes sublimely, is to avow and express a spirituality or spiritual yearning that is not dependent upon belief in any conventional sense, nor on any kind of middleman. Dogma and priests, in fact, got in the way for him. So did second-hand ideas about God.